40 convicted terrorists currently in the prison system in America. They have been safely held without incident.
They're going to pay for every police, any emergency whatsoever, any city services at all in the city. We could not afford that. This is a these cases are very, very controversial.
I'm practical. I'm from the Midwest. And I understand when the deal has been cut. And so then the question is, if we are to move forward, then how do we move forward?
We have a secure, safe, maximum security prison, and this can do the job.
That's the wide horizon there of politicians who've weighed in, in advance of the federal government deciding to send the Guantanamo prisoners to Thompson, Illinois. They're going! They're going! Wrong? Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? They are on their way! Except there's an ocean in between, so there would be that. All right, Don Manzullo is the congressman who represents that district up in northwestern Illinois. And, Congressman, thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate
today?
It. Very, very well. You didn't like this from the start. Why?
Well, because the initial question has never been answered, and that's this. We've been told that the reason Gitmo Bay is being closed is because it's hated so much by Al-Qaeda that it's used as a tool for attracting recruits. Mm-hmm. And since Gitmo Bay is not being closed, it's being moved. All of its operations and its detainees are being moved to Thompson, Illinois. The issue is, will that hatred transfer to Thompson, Illinois, thus making it a magnet and for other terrorists and terrorism? And I did not come up with that. That's actually a statement by generally as to the whole situation with moving terrorists to the United States by Senator Lieberman, by Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, and interestingly enough, by former Governor Sebelius of Kansas, who told President Obama before she became HHS secretary, mm-hmm. that as the governor of the state of Kansas, she did not want those people at Leavenworth, not that they would break out, but because they would be magnets and attract people that could really endanger national security in that whole area around Fort Leavenworth. So that question has never been answered. In fact, the closest we got to that was a fellow by the name of Phil Carter, who was the top DOD person working on detainees, where he said, number one, that this would be the largest concentration of international terrorists in the United States, between 100 and 120 of them. Second of all, that there would indeed be an increased security threat to the people of Thompson. Number three, however, he could not measure the extent of that threat. But number four, he thought DOD and the locals could manage it. And I was shocked because I said, how could you manage something when you don't know the extent of the threat?
Well, all right, let's take this piece by piece. So your argument here is, and let's just take Guantanamo out of it for a second because they've closed it. So these things are, they're intending to close it, and these prisoners are coming here, and these issues are already on the table. So really, it's what facility in the country is going to be taking them in.
Well,
let's just start with that premise for a second, because
yeah.
I think, you know, to go back and argue about the how we got into Guantanamo and should we be there, should we not be there, is now irrelevant. We've moved on to this issue.
It's not irrelevant, because the reason Guantanamo Bay was opened up was so that there would be a secure place where these prisoners could not be touched, nor could they break out. And second of all, is that where they had very limited constitutional rights. So those,
yeah,
those
unfortunately, though, but unfortunately, I mean, the Supreme Court's going to look at that, and there was a possibility the Supreme Court could start giving them constitutional rights because we had moved them. It's an American installation, and if they're on an American installation for a prolonged period of time, they may start to get assumed rights. So that's a separate. So let's just not go there for the moment. Let's go with what the decision. So for you, if I'm hearing you right, and tell me if I'm right, it's if it were Colorado, the Supermax in Colorado, or something, and you know, in Kansas or somewhere else, you're saying not in my backyard. You don't want it here.
That's not correct. I'm opposed to Gitmo Bay being moved to any location in this country. The only way it could work out is if they took the people there and split them into groups of maybe 5 or 10 and spread them throughout the federal prison system. Because that way you would not have an area that would be a magnet of the two.
Well, we don't actually know that because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed clearly is going to be, one of the. I would imagine, be a rallying cry for the nuts of the Middle East who want to.
Well, and
do
besides
harm.
That, I just Harley Lappin, who's the head of the Bureau of Prisons, said on December 2nd that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed could very well be incarcerated at Thompson once he's found guilty.
Right. Yeah. And but in the meantime, he's going to be found. And this is kind of what I want to get to because I think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent a lot, spent time in rural America, spent time in urban America, and I have this feeling. I've not been to Thompson, but I have a very dear friend's got a farm out there. And he tells me that, the ingress and egress from Thompson is, limited. I mean, there's only so many roads to come in and come out.
Well, it's a lot more than Gitmo Bay.
Right. Well, but again, Congressman, let's just deal with what we have in front of us. We can't fight the Guantanamo argument here. This is about whether or not these guys should be coming to Thompson. So is the issue, like in New York, where they're going to put these guys over the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York awaiting trial?
That seems like a
bad idea because it already New York clearly already has been and will continue to be a target. This then makes it that much more.
That's correct.
But it's a softer target. I think Thompson is a harder target because to get close to it, people are going to. It's not so easy in rural America to get close to something without people knowing you're there.
That's not true. I live on a farm between Chicago and the Mississippi River, and you could get close to anywhere that you want. The issue isn't going up there and touching the electric fence. That's not what I'm talking about in terms of a magnet. I guess that was pretty poor wording. The issue is that the area or the surrounding area. Not the area right across the street, but the whole surrounding area would become a magnet for terrorist and terrorist type of activity. Just,
But we already have that. Look at the western suburbs of Chicago. Look at that farm down south of Chicago where this guy who may have been the mastermind.
That's right, they have the case. Right.
I mean, we can't. That could happen anywhere regardless of where the prison is.
That's precisely the point. If that happened on a farm, probably between my farm in Ogle County and Cook County, undetected by the FBI, how much more activity would take place once the transfer of the threat happens? And again, it's important that I'm agreeing with the Democratic governor of Kansas who successfully told the president and succeeded and said, look it, we don't want these people here because it's not that they will break out of prison, but the whole surrounding metropolitan area, call it what you want, will become a magnet and a lightning rod for terrorists.
Okay, what about the economic impact to the community?
Economic impact is, it would be significant. However, the governor has released 1,850felons in the state of Illinois because there's no room in the present system. If you take even one half of the estimated economic impact to occur in Thompson, Illinois, there would be probably enough money in the sales tax and in the income tax revenue to more than be sufficient to open up Thompson Prison as a state of Illinois standalone facility. And the other thing is this, and I was listening to my colleagues saying there are 320 terrorists that are presently incarcerated in this country. That's, of the 340 international and national terrorists, 220 of those are already mixed in shoulder to shoulder with the rest of the population. And then the other 120 are spread out through Marion, Terre Haute, and Supermax. But of all the terrorists there, probably only 10 or 12 have any international ties. What distinguishes them from the group that would be at Thompson, Illinois.
And Thompson will also, from my reading of this today, Congressman, just to make sure that I've got this right, and since you represent this district, they're not only going to have the Guantanamo terrorists, there are going to be other federal prisoners there as well, right?
That's correct. There would be about 1,500 federal prisoners, and my best guess is that in the end there will be about 100 Al-Qaeda and Taliban terrorists as to whom the government refuses to give any type of a trial, military tribunal, or a trial in the federal courthouse.
Would you be opposed to this, to the federal government taking over this prison, were it not for the terrorists? If they just took it over for
I think it'd be a great idea. There are already 137% of population. We suggested to the Bureau of Prisons that if you want to have real economic growth, open up that federal prison, but without the terrorists.
You just don't want the terrorists.
We just don't want the terrorists.
Okay. All right. Congressman Manzullo, thank you very much. Appreciate
your
time, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll come back. Take your phone calls now. 591-8900. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?